Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman, Book 2, Starting from Pominock. Starting from fish-shaped Pominock, where I was born, well begotten and raised by a perfect mother, after roaming many lands, lover of populous pavements, dweller in Manhattan, my city, or on southern savannas, or a soldier camped or carrying my knapsack and gun, or a miner in California, or rude in my home in Dakota's woods, my diet meat, my drink from the spring, or withdrawn to muse and meditate in some deep recess, far from the clank of crowds, intervals passing, rapt and happy, aware of the fresh free giver of the flowing Missouri, aware of mighty Niagara, aware of the buffalo herds grazing the plains, the hirsute and strong-breasted bull of earth, rocks, fifth-month flowers experienced, stars, rain, snow, my amaze, having studied the mockingbird's tones and the flight of the mountain hawk, and heard at dawn the unrivaled one, the hermit thrush from the swamp cedars, solitary, singing in the west, I strike up for a new world. Victory, Union, Faith, Identity, Time, the indissoluble compacts, riches, mystery, eternal progress, the cosmos, and the modern reports. This, then, is life. Here is what has come to the surface after so many throes and convulsions. How curious, how real. Underfoot the divine soil, overhead...